This watch with me audio is going to be a little bit different. It's actually a hot wifing guide type of video. And the whole hot wifing, shared woman with multiple men type of thing is, well, one of my favorites, if you haven't already figured that out. So, I kind of like this video. It breaks a few things down. I don't necessarily agree with everything that they say in the video. Some of it leans a little more to the cuckold spectrum, which I think is really different from a hot wife. And then there's also the interracial aspect that this video seems to be heavy on, which I don't really think is a necessity at all for the hot wifing. Don't get me wrong, it can be hot too, for sure, but not a requirement, as they seem to emphasize, I guess is the right word. So, the video has a lot of captions in it. When I watched it the first time, it was kind of hard to read the captions and keep up while watching whatever sexiness was going on in the background. So I thought, maybe for this one, what I would do is I'd read the captions for you as this Watch With Me video, so that you can just listen and watch and enjoy. Keeping in mind, I've tried to do this a couple of times already, and some of the captions are really long and they flip really fast. So I might miss the end bit of a few. I'm not a professional closed caption reader. I read pretty quickly, but still, I found I couldn't get through a couple of them before it flipped, and I got really frustrated and I almost threw the whole thing out. But I like it, and I hope you guys will enjoy at least watching it with me. So if I miss a few words, well, you can always go back or pause and catch up yourselves. Okay, enough of this prologue of mine. Let's get this Watch With Me started. In 3, 2, 1, play. Hot Wifing, a guide for couples. In a hot wifing marriage, the wife has sex with other men, whilst the husband commits to be 100% faithful to her. The wife's sexual adventures excite the husband, so he encourages and supports her. Hot wifing is the fastest growing alternative lifestyle, appealing to women and men on a primal and intellectual level. This short movie provides information to interested couples. We'll start with some basics. Oh, I like this film. I don't know what it is, but I like the scenes. Married women that do this are called hot wives. And the men that provide the wife with a servicing, are called bulls. For reasons explained later, the vast majority of bulls are black men. Google hot wife or cuckolding to find out a lot more information. He doesn't seem to be enjoying this as much as a stag would. That's the husband or the boyfriend, by the way. So, who are the couples who do this? The average couple are likely to be mature and in their 30s or 40s. And be in a good, strong marriage, both comfortable and confident with one another. They will trust one another implicitly. And be able to communicate their interests and desires very well. their family will be complete, and they now look to spice up their sex life. They will have discussed and agreed to their ground rules. Such as, with who, how often, limits, etc. They will be aware that honesty, trust, and respect for each other are essential. And another cock to play with, of course. Slobber all over like she was. So, why would a husband agree to this? There are several theories to explain why a husband might agree to this. One of the more widely accepted theories is called sperm competition. It is proven that men instinctively produce much more cum if they suspect or know that their lady has fucked another man. And in the dim history of mankind, the fucking of the wife by a stronger male would have been a natural event and potentially not infrequent. So when a wife fucks another guy, the primitive part of the husband's brain is hardwired to give him a very hard erection, and for a very good reason. Because afterwards, he will need to ejaculate inside her to stand any chance of competing. So although the husband will do all he can to prevent this from happening, if it does, he'll find it sexually exciting, a cruel trick of nature, but a biological necessity. And the husband will have produced more cum than usual. His orgasm will be very intense. This sexual high is what many husbands instinctively crave, without understanding why. But they can only get that if their wife is bullfucked. Wives that understand this dynamic can choose to reward or deny their husband the sexual high, and thus wield significant power within the marriage. And for them, it's somewhat of a win-win situation, with amazing sexual adventures and a very... Missed that one, sorry. So aside from lots of sex and wielding power over their husband, what's in it for the wife? Other than lots of dicks. Through encounters such as this, wives are reminded of their sexual desirability. Many notice a huge increase in their sex drive. Oh, Lord help me. The wife's sexual reawakening and an increased sex drive lead to profoundly satisfying experiences. Satisfying for her, of course, and for reasons already explained, very satisfying for her husband. Through encounters such as this, many wives feel more self-confident and assertive in life and in their marriage. And hot wives experience the sort of sex that other wives can only dream about. I believe that. And as husband and wife must emotionally trust one another completely. Many feel their love deepen and marital bond strengthen. Kind of has to when you have someone else's cum dripping out of your pussy right in front of your husband, or boyfriend for that matter. Let's talk about the balls. Black balls are usually chosen by a couple. Again, this is their take on things. Perhaps it's the skin contrast, or maybe the taboo aspect. Or perhaps it's the reputed sexual stamina. First rule, play safe. When meeting someone new, take the necessary precautions. Like stretch your throat, get a plug in. when having sex with a stranger, condoms are essential. And lube is useful. Have a good supply handy, from size regular to extra, extra large. The husband can be tasked with getting these. As bulls can sometimes repeat, make sure you have plenty of condoms handy. I'm guessing those were extra, extra large. For further safety, it's a good idea to meet in a neutral public place like a bar or hotel. Don't invite a bull to your home unless you know them very well and trust them. To avoid confusion, the bull should understand and accept your limits in advance. For example, wearing a condom. Someone's having a good time. I like the wedding ring that you can see on her there. Makes it really hot. How to ensure your family and friends don't find out? Helps not to take a video. Virtually all couples that do this do so in a way that ensures anonymity and privacy. It's possible some of your friends already meet bulls, but you never know, of course, as they're discreet. Obviously, don't use a bull that's known to you or someone you work with. Keep all communications with the bull anonymous. Create an email address and a fake name, which you can use to communicate with bulls. Get a cheap, pay-as-you-go mobile for any calls and text messages you may need to make. Meet in neutral places, such as a bar or a hotel room. That sounds like deja vu advice there. Many wives prefer their husbands to handle all communications and to make the arrangements. Fuck, that's hot. Just showing up, not knowing who's gonna fuck me. Kinda like that idea. How to find a bull. The internet is a great place to find a bull. Oh god, he's got a big dick. Find a few swinger sites and browse ads. Why not do this as a couple? It's fun to choose a bull together. That might actually be a fun thing to do. Tell you why I like certain guys. Search guys looking for couples and filter results to see only black men. For example, black bulls. If that's what you're going for, of course. If this is just a fantasy, then go no further. But if you're curious, then make contact with some suitable guys. There's no commitment. And just see how you feel and go from there. An interesting hot wife analogy. Yet another big black cock. Wow, that's big. Tending the marital garden is an analogy that's been applied to hot wifing. Consider a marriage a garden where each blossom represents the myriad things a couple can share, such as children, hobbies, friends, family, etc. all blossoms well, except for one little bear patch. The pussy. No, I'm kidding. That bear patch is often intimacy. I bet a big black cock solves all of that, doesn't it? A couple can work together to overcome this bear patch by introducing another male to provide new seed. That seed becomes a blossom, which makes the marital garden complete once again. But not all plants are perennials, meaning they come up every year. And new seed may be required when necessary. Well, I'm not having any fucking perennials in my garden at all. The true value is in tending this garden together, making sure it's always in blossom. Just spreading those pretty petals open for that new seed. The first meeting. Being nervous is perfectly normal. Oh, fuck, that's a nice cock. Shit. Break the ice with a drink. A hotel bar is the perfect venue. And have a room booked. You could agree with a bull that nothing will happen at this first meeting. But if it feels right, oh, and it will feel right, fuck, look at that thing, then relax and enjoy the moment. It's why you came here after all. The first bull encounter is always special and is a watershed moment in a marriage. Up to this moment, your marriage will have been somewhat vanilla. Maybe. Not if you're married to a stag, I'm thinking. And now that you're willingly open Pandora's box and most likely enjoyed the experience, you'll both know that it'll happen again and again. Afterwards. Okay, this scene is a little cheesy, guys, but just take the message. Take some quiet time to reflect and understand one another's feelings. You've just done something amazing, and now you're back together, stronger than ever. Make love as quickly as possible after the bull has left. Reclaim one another. You could have just said, fuck. Fuck in that wet pussy. Embrace what you have achieved. What happens next is up to you. Okay, seriously. Well, there you go. So, that's the end of that, gentlemen. Like I said, some interesting points, maybe a little education for some of you that don't follow the hot wife mindset too closely. And overall, just a fun little video for you to watch with me. Thanks for that, gentlemen. Bye for now. Lacey.